This is JIS News. Coming up, Education Ministry assures readiness for GSAT 2015, Review of Integrity Commission bill to be completed in next fiscal year, and government remains committed to youth development. The details after this message.
April 1? Have mercy. That means I have little time left. I have to go today.
April 1? Why the mad rush?
I want to renew my private letterbox and it must do April 1. By the way, why don't you apply for one?
What's it good for?
Well, you can get your mail anytime you want. Night, day, public holiday, after post office lock, and if you write me, only you, me, and my letterbox know.
So, it expensive?
No, man, it very affordable.
All right. Come and make sure we have a private letterbox from Jamaica Post.
Jamaica Post also offers private letterbox rentals for housing developments and business complexes. Get yours today. Call 1-888-JAMPOST for more information.
Now the news. Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean says the Education Ministry is confident that all is in place for the administration of the 2015 sitting of the Grade 6 Achievement Test, GSAT. On March 19 and 20, 38,470 students will sit the exams at 1,112 centres islandwide.
Secured examination packages will be sent to the 6 regional offices, which will then be dispatched to principals and presiding examiners of schools prior to the examinations. Every precaution has been made and will continue to be made to preserve the integrity of the examination.
Dr. McLean says all candidates have received their timetables and provisions have been made for the over 200 special needs students to sit the exams. She was speaking at a JIS think tank session Wednesday. In the meantime, the Education Ministry is reminding parents of GSAT candidates to offer support to students as they make final preparations for the exam.
Parents are being reminded of the following. Remain calm. Support rather than pressure. Ensure that the GSAT candidates are well rested before the examination. Make plans for your children's nutritious meals, not only over the 2 days. Importantly, they should at least have a proper breakfast before the examinations.
Chief Education Officer Dr. Grace McLean. She notes that the Education Ministry will ensure that all its offices are on alert to address any issues which may affect candidates before and during the exam. The government is reaffirming its commitment to combat corruption with reviews of the Integrity Commission Bill 2014 scheduled for completion during the 2015-2016 financial year. Minister of Justice Senator Mark Golding says the legislation seeks to establish a single anti-corruption agency, merging three existing bodies, the Commission for the Prevention of Corruption, Parliamentary Integrity of Members Commission, and the Office of the Contractor General.
The intention here is to afford a more coordinated approach and ensure the more efficient and effective use of scarce resources and building the necessary capacity and expertise to investigate and prosecute acts of corruption.
Senator Golding was speaking at the Office of the Contractor General's inaugural 3-day fraud and anti-corruption conference at the Knutsford Court Hotel Tuesday. And Prime Minister Portia Simpson-Miller is reiterating that the government will ensure the country's youth are given the best opportunity to realize their fullest potential through education and training. The Prime Minister's commitment came in a speech delivered by St. Andrew Technical High School student Alia Smith at the Commonwealth Day Youth Empowerment Forum Monday. Commonwealth Day 2015 was observed under the theme, A Young Commonwealth.
It is imperative that our young people are encouraged to become active, productive and responsible members of their communities and are provided with tools and opportunities to shape their destiny.
Mrs. Simpson-Miller, in endorsing the focus on the youth, says young people comprise more than half of the population in the Commonwealth and play a fundamental role in building their nations. She says Jamaica is honored to have been selected as one of the focus countries by the Queen Elizabeth Diamond Jubilee Trust. Prime Minister Simpson-Miller says the government shares the Trust's commitment to the training and equipping of young people for employment, encouraging enterprise and skills development, and helping youth to influence policy and decision-making. That was the JIS News. I'm Lorraine Mendez.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.